And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we are going to get started for you right now. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources is warning residents to be extra careful outdoors as wildfire danger continues to climb across northern Michigan. State officials say warm temperatures, dry vegetation, and a lack of significant rainfall are creating conditions that allow fires to start easily and spread rapidly. Fire danger levels are currently rated high to very high across much of the UP and the northern lower peninsula. The DNR says no meaningful rainfall is expected in the coming days, prompting the agency to suspend permits for burning yard debris in affected northern areas. Residents in southern Michigan are being advised to check local regulations before conducting any outdoor burning. Officials are reminding the public to keep water sources nearby when burning, properly extinguish campfires, avoid activities that could create sparks, and never leave fires unattended. Fireworks should be kept away from wooded areas and dry vegetation. The DNR also advises against burning household trash or hazardous materials and recommends using approved burn barrels when disposing of natural debris. More wildfire prevention and fire safety information is available through the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Huron County officials say four Sheriff's Department sergeants will be required to repay wages they received due to a payroll error that went undetected for six pay periods. The issue was discussed during a County Personnel Committee meeting Wednesday. County Clerk Lori Neal said the mistake occurred while payroll staff were calculating wage increases and accidentally applied the higher lieutenant pay rate to four sergeants. As a result, the sergeants were paid nearly $40 an hour instead of their authorized rate of about $34.60 an hour. As hard as the clerk's office works and as diligent as they are, this mistakenly slipped through the cracks but was caught and addressed. County officials say the overpayments must be returned. Committee members agreed employees should be allowed to choose between repaying the money through payroll deductions over time or by making a one-time payment to the county. Neal noted that correcting the error through payroll would simplify tax reporting, while a lump sum repayment could require additional calculations involving taxes and other withholding. Personnel committee members also emphasized that any repayment through payroll deductions would require written consent from the affected employees. County officials cited existing policies and state law governing wage deductions. The county says the payroll error is being corrected and repayment arrangements will be finalized with the employees involved. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.